Track 6. Study for Oxford Street Building Site by Frank Auerbach, born in 1931. The work is in graphite, squared with red chalk, dating from around 1958. This portrait rectangular piece measures around 26 centimetres high and about 18 centimetres wide. Mounted on black is a piece of cream paper overlaid in red chalk with the lines of a grid. There are 7 squares across the top and 10 vertically. The artist has written the numbers of the squares in black graphite across the top and down the left-hand side. The drawing in the dark pencil marks seems to have been done quickly. We can almost imagine the artist hurriedly setting down ideas whilst he is at the scene. He has made notes on the drawing to help communicate. 2 squares in and continuing to 4 squares down is an area of shading, a wall perhaps. To the right of this, continuing across most of the top of the grid, is the shape of a mobile crane on caterpillar treads. We can make out the words pink to the left, grey near the crane, green near the treads. Underneath to the left are drawings of 2 figures carrying something between them, each man about the height of 2 of the squares. Written here is sandy yellow. To the right, a tower shape, perhaps ladders or part of a scaffolding tower. Wording includes no entry and rubble. In the bottom third of the drawing, 2 figures stand either side of what looks like a cement mixer with shovels in their hands. Although just a sketch, the dark markings on the page and the areas of shading give depth and detail to create the scene. The gallery information tells us Auerbach made numerous drawings recording the rebuilding of London after the devastation of the Blitz during World War II. The curved corners of the paper indicate that this drawing is from a sketchbook. It was made at a construction site on Oxford Street, now the location of the John Lewis department store. Before he began sketching, Auerbach laid down a grid in red chalk, which he would later use to help transfer the subject to a larger painted surface. Auerbach's written observations of colours were made when sketching on site. This piece is on loan from the Courtauld Gallery.